Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Matheson back on the show. He's the Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson, a San Francisco Bay Area marketing consulting firm. He's the author of The On-Demand Brand. That's one of his books. He's got another one, at least another one. Oh, Branding Outbound, as I remember. And he's our good friend Rick Matheson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to hear. Did I miss a book? Those two?
No, you got it. So The On-Demand Brand and also Branding Unbound.
Unbound. I think I said that wrong because I don't have that one in front of me. Is that the new one?
Actually, Branding Unbound was the first, and The On-Demand Brand.
That's the reason I don't have the first one, because that was before I knew you.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about these digital branding trends that you're seeing out there. What's the first one?
Yes, awesome. So, yes, it's sort of a 2015 halftime digital marketing update. There are three trends that are really taking off right now this summer that SMBs would be just off your meds crazy to ignore. And one of them is really this trend toward the on-demand brand, I put it this way, a rule that products are the new services. So think about it, Jim. Your Nike running shoes don't just cushion your soles anymore, right? They interact with your iPhone to monitor your workouts and offer instant stats and feedback. Your breakfast cereal isn't just cereal anymore. It's an online weight management service on social networks and that kind of thing. And this summer, in the big brand world, something started to happen that SMBs need to pay attention to and that they can play a part in. So a couple weeks ago, Amazon launched its new Dash device. I don't know if you've seen these, but they're little plastic devices. They've got little magnets on them that you can place on your, washing machine or the Keurig coffee maker or your dishwasher. And when supplies run low, on detergent or whatnot, you just press a button on it, and Amazon gets your order for replenishment and sends them to you. So,
holy mackerel.
It's really, really cool stuff. But
so can I get one for beer?
I hope so. Yeah.
And for
tequila? Gotta have one.
And for tequila and the mixer, can I get that? Can I get
it
for that?
Right. Where's my martini stuff there?
That's right.
Now, super cool, but for SMBs, it's clear that Amazon wants to do to regional and local grocers and shops, shopping stores, what they did to bookstores. You are starting to see some pizza chains do this. There is a chain called Red Tomato Pizza where they have that little kitchen magnet that goes for your refrigerator.
Right.
Well, you just press the magnet and it talks via Bluetooth to your mobile phone to order a.
Well, this is one of those things that you and I both know is going to go down market. It'll be down market real soon.
Exactly.
Just like Bob Coding did. Just like other things have done that have become RFID is what I was trying to say. Yeah, RFID. That's down market now. Small business owners can have that, and so these things are coming down. The main thing to keep up with right now is how this is going to impact you until you get the capability, and to be prepared to adopt it when it does.
Exactly, yes. There are things that you can do to disrupt it right now at the local level until that technology is available to you. Building out systems to run, Bluetooth-enabled push buttons really isn't realistic for mom-and-pop stores. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
But you can leverage that device that's in the hands of virtually every man, woman, and child, right? The mobile phone.
That's right.
Why not? Why not enable your customers to set up their, if you're a pizzeria, favorite order at your pizzeria along with their mobile phone number and then let them just send a text now to food?
I've got a sandwich place downtown that's done that.
Exactly. Cost next to nothing.
I just push, almost, it's a little more than pushing a button, but basically I don't have to decide anymore. They know what it is. I just tell them what I want, and I tell them I want number, I, you know, this is me, I want what I want, and they send it to me.
Exactly. There's no reason not to do it. You can talk to your web vendor to provision a short code for you.
The thing about this, though, Rick, and this is where small business owners get stuck. They get stuck inside their four walls. They don't realize that the customer has options that they're taking advantage of that are make them irrelevant if they're not paying attention to what you're saying.
Completely.
They can't just sit inside their four walls and wait for the little bell to ring over your front door.
Correct.
Folks, you're going to go out of business if this is what happens, if this is what you do. We're going to take a quick break. Rick, I need your website quickly, please.
Yes. Easiest one for folks is probably GenerationWow.com.
GenerationWow.com. Rick Matheson, and I will be right back. Stay with us. More to come. Two more trends coming up right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.